Tomorrow, the National World War II Memorial will be dedicated on the Mall here in Washington, D.C. Some 75,000 veterans will be present for that ceremony. And one of those vets was a field hospital nurse who treated the critically wounded in almost every major battle in Europe during the war. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg went to visit Kate Nolan, who helped to make medical history in service to her country.
Wind ruffles some thatched umbrellas on a white beach in Naples, Florida. A few feet away, a family visits over sandwiches. Others chat on benches. Sitting here, looking at the horizon, Kate Nolan remembers a different beach on the coast of Normandy in France. When she went back to see it on Memorial Day weekend in 2001, Utah Beach looked a lot like this one.
People were picnicking, playing with their dogs, just acting as though nothing had ever happened on that beach.
But it did. Utah was one of five Normandy beaches where the D-Day invasion began, and Allied forces turned the tide of World War II. Revisiting that French beach where she had first landed a month after D-Day, Kate Nolan was engulfed by memories of graduating nursing school in 1943 and signing up to join the Army, of 3 tough months of training, and then France. Off the Normandy coast, the 23-year-old second lieutenant, standing a full 5'3" tall, jumped from her landing craft into the Atlantic Ocean and almost drowned.
It was deeper than we expected. I kind of was losing my balance because my backpack was so heavy, it was kind of pulling me over. But one of the other nurses, who was very tall, reached over and lifted my backpack and held it until we got down into shallower water.
Kate and 17 other nurses got off Utah Beach as quickly as possible and went to work. There were no helicopters to evacuate the wounded in those days, so medical personnel traveled with the troops and set up mobile field hospitals. Kate Flynn Nolan was one of nearly 60,000 women who served in the Army Nurse Corps during World War II. Some 200 of them died in service. Combat nurses turned their hospital tents into trauma wards in that desperate time frame they call the golden hour.
If they have really serious injuries, you have to start treating them for shock and stabilize them within an hour. So that's why the field hospitals had to be within 5 miles of the front. Usually we were closer than that.
Every day they treated 200 to 400 critically wounded soldiers. And against most expectations, their survival rate was high. Less than 4% of American soldiers who got field care died from their wounds. Antibiotics, including penicillin, were widely used for the first time in World War II. So on the battlefields of Europe, combat nurses helped launch a new era in medical care.
Unbelievable advances. I mean, you know, when they come out of surgery today, they go into an intensive care unit. Before the war, there was no such thing.
There's pride now on Kate Nolan's face, a face framed by straight, neatly parted white blonde hair. She's a steady, proper person with a quiet smile and the lines you earn living 83 years. This small, forceful woman went from Normandy across Europe with Patton's Third Army through the Battle of the Bulge and finally the Rhineland. German soldiers were her patients, too. She had to convince them her hypodermic needles didn't contain poison. And once the Germans surrendered, she treated survivors at Bergen-Belsen concentration camp. Skeletons that moved, she says. Horrifying encounters. Like many World War II veterans, Kate Nolan rarely spoke about her Army years. Her children didn't inquire, even though 3 sons have served in the military. Then a granddaughter began asking questions. 22 years old, a junior in college, Nouriel Nolan says her generation is getting curious as once again this country wages war.
We wanted to know what the lives of our grandparents were like and wanted to learn from their experiences. At least that was the reason why I wanted to know so much about my grandmother initially, was just to find out what exactly she was feeling and thinking, and being my age when she went over, how would I deal with it? How would I feel?
Kate Nolan smiles and hugs her granddaughter. Nouriel has become the keeper of Kate's wartime stories. She wrote a paper about her grandmother for college and a poem inspired by a photo taken of Kate in France in 1944. The young combat nurse is wearing army fatigues and kneels grinning over a water-filled helmet soaping her hair.
The poem's called Nana Kate. An innocent face stares out at me, innocent yet has seen everything. Death and wounds. The screams from soldiers echo in her ears. She sleeps on a cot, when she sleeps at all, uses her helmet like a sink to wash her hair. It doesn't show her blood-stained hands, or the pain she feels for the men needing them. She will be rewarded with 5 battle stars for her courage. This meant little compared to a smile of appreciation. Later, she will meet a man, strong also in the military, will marry, become mother of 7, grandmother to 14, great-grandmother to 1. She knows none of this, this young girl in the middle of a war.
Telling her stories to Nouriel has put Kate Nolan in touch again with her past. Now, she tells school children about her war experiences. She's a field representative for the Women in Military Service Memorial near Arlington National Cemetery. 4 years ago, she went to her first Battle of the Bulge reunion, and there, World War II combat nurse Kate Flynn Nolan realized a dream she'd had for decades. A fellow veteran came up to ask a question.
You were with the 53rd Field Hospital, weren't you? And I said, yes. He said, 3rd Platoon. I said, yes. And he said, I've been waiting all my life to say thank you to you. He said, I was your patient. Well, how do you know it was me? I said, you know, we had 6 nurses in the 3rd Platoon. I know it's you. He said, you still got that golden hair. I said, you know something? I've waited all my life, too, to run into just one patient and know that they survived and made it all the way home.
Kate Nolan is attending tomorrow's dedication of the National World War II Memorial in Washington. She's sorry the memorial took this long because so many of her generation didn't live to see it.
One of our nurses from my 53rd Field Hospital just died last week, and she was planning to be there. They're dying 1,100, 1,200 a day now.
On this Memorial Day weekend, as Americans fight again in a distant land, we remember Catherine Flynn Nolan and the thousands who served in World War II, the women and men who have been called the greatest generation. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.
I'll be seeing you in all the old familiar places that this heart of mine embraces all day through.
Photos of Kate Nolan and more of her war memories are at npr.org.